Get in here and give us your perspective. Oh, we're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess, and I'm visiting with Ron Head, producer-director. And, you know, Ron, when I was looking at your trailers for your film Bright Ideas, you know, Bright Ideas, I guess there's a main character named Nate Keller that arrives at his job at a lighting store, and you can kind of take it from there. But to me, it seemed a little like Clerks on steroids, you know, coupled with some real doses of perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the idea kind of is something that had bounced around between a buddy of mine, Chris, who actually plays the second lead in the movie, plays Sean, kind of like the slacker character. You know, growing up, being like a fan of movies from like the 80s and 90s, especially comedies, you know, like The Breakfast Club, and mostly like John Hughes and like Kevin Smith movies, there's definitely a big influence in that. And Bright Ideas is kind of, you know, my brainchild from that in the sense that there is definitely some Kevin Smith Clerks-isms in there, and Mallrats, and, you know, some of the stuff that he used to do early on. You know, Empire Records is another one of my favorite films. And, you know, really what I wanted, there is kind of that slapsticky comedy in there for sure. And I think, you know, you have to have that, especially telling the story that we're telling, where basically, you know, it all takes place within one day. And, you know, these guys find out that the places they love and, you know, like to spend their time is closing, and they try to come up with some harebrained scheme to like save the store. But it really, where I think the movie lies is it has heart. It's something that, you know, hopefully at the end of the day, you know, you feel something, you want to lose these characters, because those are the kind of stories that I want to tell.
I love it. I absolutely loved it. Where can people see the trailer if they want to?
You can see it, obviously you can see it on the website. We have a website up, brightideasmovie.com, just HTTP, brightideasmovie.com, or www, either way it'll come up. You can also, if you're on Facebook, you can go on Facebook and just do a quick search for Bright Ideas, and the Bright Ideas fan page will pop up. You can see the trailers there, as well as pictures of the cast, and, you know, you can go to IMDb. If you just go to imdb.com and type in Bright Ideas, it'll, you know, it's generally one of the first things that pops up in the search engine there. You know, it's something that I'm incredibly proud of, and, you know, I've been working to, you know, really finish and get out there. I feel like I have the greatest group of young actors, you know, in the business today on this project. And if I do anything, it's to get this out there so the world can see how brilliant they really are in this film.
Y'all will love this when you see it. When you follow that and go check out Bright Ideas on the internet, you're going to love it. You know, what were the roles that you played for this film? I know that you directed it. What all did you do?
Well, you know, with it being a small independent film, I wore many hats. I self-funded it to this point. I've also, you know, I wrote the film. I've directed the project. I've done most of the editing on the movie. So most of the work you see in this actual film is my own work sitting behind a computer for hours at a time, trying to get the right cut, which I'm sure, like we, as you and I have talked before, you know, obviously, you understand it's, you know, very time consuming. Going back to being a perfectionist, you want everything to be just right.
Oh yeah, I'm the worst editor. I can't ever get it. I mean, I'm a great editor, but I will never give it to the person. I'll be like, I can't do this. I can't. It's not right. It's not right.
You know, it's an art form that I didn't quite realize until I really started doing. I'd never edited. I mean, I've edited casting videos and stuff for the shows that I've worked on that have been handing to the network. And, you know, what we call like paper cuts, which, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, I can edit, no big deal. I'm telling you, once I started working on this film, it was night and day. Like, you know, I pretty much had to learn everything all over again. Because it's so different and there's so many things you have to look out for. And when you're editing a movie, and it's just it's so different. I don't even know how to explain.
I always think that it's like film is kind of like when somebody throws you a curveball on every single shot, because you're learning, like you know things, and you've learned things, and you've gone through things, but it seems like there's always something really new, especially with the editing process too, when you're dealing with different feature films and all that stuff that you get to experience and have the learning curve all over again.
Yeah, and you, it's there's something to be said about thinking back to an idea you had 5 years ago and coming up with it, and really, you know, over the course of, you know, I just finished producing Sarah Palin's Alaska, where I literally spent 3 months in Alaska in the summer, which the summer for Alaska is like winter for any other state. I mean, it's, you know, it was cold. It was just, I don't want to say it was miserable because it was a great experience. And something I look back on fondly, but just the conditions in certain cities that we worked on that show, it was very tough. So when I was done with that, I knew I wanted to take some time. I wanted to do something that was mine. And Bright Ideas is really kind of where that came, really where that came from. I wanted to do something with people that I adore, which, you know, originally started as going to be a very small film that I was going to just do with a couple of buddies. And then it just morphed and grew. And then, like, we got, you know, my producing partner got, you know, real industry people in Houston involved. And then, like, real actors have been, you know, got involved. And they took what I wrote on the page and made it so much more than I really ever anticipated. You know, it's something that I can't even really put to words. When I watch it, it's amazing to think that, you know, I had this little idea 5 years ago.
That's awesome. I have one last question for you. And before I ask that, I want to ask you another question. My second to last question is, I'd like you to come back on the show if you're willing to do that here in the next few weeks or maybe next month.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
Awesome. And then, you know, I didn't get to ask you like a dorky kind of, you know, everyday question on your perspective, but I do have one that's kind of interesting. Okay. You know, you made the comment about comedies and you said that, you know, you love comedies. You love that feel. Why do you like comedy? What's your reasoning for liking comedy so much?
Who doesn't like to laugh?
Love it.
I mean, really, yeah. I mean, that's the heart of comedy, you know, and I watch anything from, you know, Dumb and Dumber to, oh, man.
I love Dumb and Dumber.
Jump Street and, you know, like, I'm such a big fan of movies and comedies in general. Like, I just like something that, you know, I'll watch anything that I think is going to make me feel something, because at the end of the day, like, that's what it's about, you know. You know, especially comedies, which most comedies have, I feel like comedies in general are more heartfelt and than some of the other genres. Obviously, you know, you have horror where, you know, you're trying to survive a situation, or, you know, dramatic movies obviously can hit you a different way. But comedy is, you know, it's a feel-good movie, and that's what you want, you know. Like, you want to relax and, you know, wind down. Like, you're going to want, I want to, at least for me, I want to watch a heartfelt movie that I can get into, and that's what I grew up on, and that's what I strive to do.
Well, Ron, I love your perspective. I agree with you on the comedy. I love comedies. I like it a lot more because life is a series of drama. I really appreciate you coming on Perspectives this evening, and appreciate listening to you. You're a very interesting, very incredible, very talented person. Thank you for coming on this evening.
Thanks a lot, Ashley. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to having you on in the future, and have a good night tonight.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sweetie. Have a good night, and have a good time in Houston.
All right, thanks.
Bye, sweetie. Well, you learn a lot when you listen to people's perspectives, and I think it was really interesting, and I really appreciate Ron Head for coming on the show and sharing that with us. If you have a chance, go check out Bright Ideas on the web. When you get a chance, check out my website, liveyourtruelife.org. I want to send a nice high message to Matt Gordon for listening, amongst all our other listeners. I appreciate everybody for being a part of Perspectives, and join me on Sunday, next Sunday, for another interesting perspective. Thank you.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined, and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.